The lawn. This type of meadow called lawn is so named as the grasses and flowers grow less tall, that is, not exceeding 50 centimetres in height. If the vegetation grows less tall, it is because the shallow soil tends to stunt the grass's growth. You can see bracken, also called eagle fern, in this lawn, which likes the acidic soil here. With any luck, you may surprise a hare, which feeds on plants in the lawn, although preferring the tall grass of the meadow to nest and spend the day. From the sunrise, you will often see the red admiral, a migratory butterfly that sometimes winters in our region. Its caterpillar feeds on nettles that are not lacking here in the Jardin d'Anna. From June, you can see the purple flowers of the common knapweed. Different species of butterfly come to visit these flowers, so look out for the large skipper, a small brown butterfly that lays its eggs on grasses and loves to forage among brambles. Other butterflies like the meadow brown or the gatekeeper can become very abundant. You will find these butterflies on the bramble flowers. Although they forage on many different flowers, they need the grasses on which they lay their eggs. In summer, you can't miss the chorus of the grasshoppers. To produce these sounds, the male grasshopper rubs its hind legs on its wing, like a bow on a violin string. The field cricket makes a sound by rubbing its wings together. Moorland, a very small sample of a typical Breton moor with the yellow gorse flowers. Here, soil fertility is very poor, with rocky outcrops on the surface. The lawn dries out to create a moorland character with the recognisable yellow flowers of both broom and gorse, typical of the Breton moors. When the gorse is in bloom, get closer to enjoy the scent of coconut, but beware of the thorns. The sun quickly heats up the rocky surfaces, allowing reptiles to regulate their body temperature. While advancing discreetly, you will be able to observe the European war lizard, or the barred grass snake. These cold-blooded animals need some sunbathing before they go hunting in the spring. However, in the heat of the summer, they would rather seek out cool areas. From the month of June, the pink blooms of the dwarf pincushion flower attract butterflies in search of nectar. Among them, you might come across the painted lady, a migratory butterfly native to North Africa. In summer, grasshoppers in turn benefit from the heat of the moor. A particular species, the common field grasshopper, only lives in this small space of moor, which must therefore be preserved.